I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The University of Georgia's College of Education will be renamed next year to honor the school's first African-American graduate. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Mary Frances Early was the third black student to attend UGA, but she was the first to graduate, earning a master's degree in music education in 1962. She transferred to UGA as a graduate student after seeing the persecution that the school's first black students dealt with.
I saw those two young people and felt that I needed to join the struggle and do what I could to help end the segregation that was so prevalent in the South.
Early would go on to become the music director of Atlanta Public Schools and teach at Clark Atlanta, Morehouse, and Spelman. UGA's College of Education will be officially renamed to honor Early in February. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The city of Covington is asking a sterilization plant to suspend operations after air monitoring found elevated levels of a toxic gas emitted by the facility in surrounding neighborhoods. According to the AJC, Covington Mayor Ronnie Johnston has asked officials at BD to temporarily cease operations until additional safeguards are in place. BD is among a handful of sterilizers in Georgia, including Sterigenics in Cobb County, that are permitted to use ethylene oxide. The federal government has classified the chemical as a carcinogen. And later this month, the state is set to execute its third inmate this year. GPB's Sophia Salaby has more.
Ray Jefferson Cromartie is scheduled to be put to death Wednesday, October 30th at the state prison in Jackson. He was convicted of shooting two Georgia convenience store clerks in two separate robberies in 1994. One of those clerks died and the other was seriously injured. His lawyers argue that his convictions depended heavily on statements made by people who later recanted or had strong personal motivations to lie. Cromartie has maintained that he did not shoot the clerks. A circuit court judge has denied requests for DNA testing and a new trial. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
The Pickens County School Board Wednesday backtracked on its decision to allow transgender students to use the restrooms of the gender with which they identify. More from GPB's Ross Terrell.
The decision to reverse course comes after school district staff say they received death threats and schools were vandalized. Instead, the district is offering transgender students gender-neutral restrooms as a solution. Chanel Haley with Georgia Equality says that can be problematic.
You're talking about segregation. You're talking about telling a person because they are different that they need to use a separate restroom. And that makes us all more comfortable.
The school board admits it has yet to develop a policy for transgender students, but asked for patience as it tries to address concerns. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia's 26 public colleges and universities are looking to boost mental health services for students. Wednesday, the University System of Georgia announced it's created a panel to find ways to help students with mental health issues. Research shows 10% of American college students have seriously considered suicide. The presidents of Albany State University and Valdosta State will lead the task force. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks came away with a victory last night, defeating the New York Knicks 196 in NBA preseason action. Atlanta travels to Chicago for a preseason game with the Bulls tonight. Tip-off is 8 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.